The following conversation was with a middle-aged Muslim woman who was born in Lebanon.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Is your husband at home?
No. We are Christians, and we are in the area talking to people about the way to heaven. And is that something we could talk with you about?
Or would you rather us, because we're men, not talk with you?
Oh, no, that doesn't matter.
Your culture, you know, is...
Doesn't matter.
Is that something...
I don't know if anybody told you otherwise, but... No.
Sometimes.
Well, I guess it's just different types.
Well, it's probably the husband, actually, would want it that way. That's probably what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's we want to respect the husbands.
Oh, dear. No, my husband doesn't mind, but look at the
MMS
here.
You know, is that you own this cat?
Oh, yeah.
So
that's Monty. That's my Monty.
That's a very cute cat. Now, I like cats. I like cats, but Pat, he doesn't care that much for them. But and he's got a U of M tag on.
Like U of M?
Well, oh, look at that. He's holding his paw up.
He wants to go outside.
Yeah.
But he's an indoor cat.
Oh.
We let him out sometimes just like for a few minutes.
Yeah.
But he decides to go back inside.
Can you put a cat on a leash, you know, like a dog?
No.
It doesn't work well, Pat.
No. Doesn't?
No.
Not with a cat.
You can't, you know, you can, but... They have these harnesses, you know, for them. But, you know, when we've tried to take our cat with one, it would just flop over because it didn't want anything to do with it. You know, just lay down.
If it's a house cat, they're not used to too much sleep.
It infringes on their freedom, eh?
They yeah.
like to be free and running and jumping.
Yeah.
Chasing mice.
That's a very cute cat.
Yeah.
I have two cats.
Do you?
Yeah, tabby cats.
My daughter has, you know what she has at home? She has a Yorkie and a pit bull. And people tell her, how does that work? Well, he's a nice pit bull.
Yeah.
Got him as a baby and, you know, we didn't teach him. You know, he's very humble and stuff,
yeah.
You know. He's not the mean pit bulls.
Yeah.
Well, they're trained to be mean, you know.
They're trained. That's how it all yeah. depends on how you treat them.
I don't know if you ever listened to the Dog Whisperer on TV.
No.
He's a trainer of dogs, you know,
uh-huh.
a rehabilitator of people.
Mm-hmm.
He rehabilitates people and he trains dogs.
Okay.
And because most dogs' problems are the people that are their caregivers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very interesting show, especially if you're a dog or even a yeah. cat person. You know.
I always tell my daughter she should have been
a veterinarian. Yeah.
That's how much she loves
that. Oh.
She loves
that. Does she live here in this country?
She's born in the United States.
Yeah.
She just got married. She's 5 months pregnant.
Oh, cool.
Oh, dear God. When I see a fire truck, because we're deprived of all that. Overseas.
Oh, is that right?
We are. I would consider us.
She says they overseas they don't have fire trucks.
They might. They do, but like say for instance here in Dearborn, you dial 911, and they're like a few minutes there at your house. Back home, I hate to say it, but it's true. You have cash, they'll take care of you in the hospital. You don't have cash. You know,
is that Lebanon?
Yes.
Lebanon.
There was one person that was visiting Lebanon, and he had an accident. And the brother is telling him, just take care of him. I'll go home and get you the money, or, you know.
Yeah.
They ended up dying.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is true.
So every time I see an ambulance, or, you know, my son is going to be a firefighter.
Oh.
He's got about a year to go.
Good for you.
Thank God. And I always say God bless America just because of the, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I was been here since I was 8.
Oh.
I was going to say, your English is very good.
Yeah. Yeah. All my kids were born here.
Yeah. Well, we're going through the neighborhood talking to people about the way to heaven, mm-hmm. because that's something that's very important to all of us.
Absolutely.
And so,
absolutely.
Would you like to talk about
you know, how long would it take for the conversation?
Less than 3 hours.
Okay, I got an engagement tonight. My nephew's being engaged tonight, thank you.
You're having a problem with all those papers.
I am. I'm going to put them in the recycling.
No, it'll just take a few minutes.
Yes, sure.
And so we would like to inform you as to what the Bible has to say about the way to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So when we speak to a lot of Muslims in the area, there's a misconception, misunderstanding mm-hmm. as to what we Christians think about how to get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, we feel as though it's very important that we clear that up. You know? So we are in the area talking to people about the way to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your concept of thinking about how to get to heaven?
How to get to heaven.
Let me set you in the
right
track.
Believe it or not, it's very easy to get to heaven.
To get to heaven.
Absolutely.
Did you hear that, Tom?
Very easy.
Very easy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And I'm willing to listen to how easy it is.
It's very easy. Just gotta be we're on this earth, and this is like a test to us throughout our whole life. Of what kind of person we should be, of course, honest and be, you know, the basic stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you know, there's a lot of things, but at the same time, it's all inside and what kind of a person I am, or what kind of, what do I teach my kids, and how do I treat people, how do you treat people is very important.
Key word.
It's very important.
Well, I hate to bring you this news, but it's not the way to get to heaven. And it's a nice way of living, you know. Mm-hmm. And we should all strive to be nice neighbors, you know, and help our neighbors shovel the snow and so forth. And all of those things are good, but they don't stack up to God's righteousness. See, the Bible tells us that we have all sinned. We're all sinners. We have all fallen from the glory of God.
We're not prophets.
Right. Prophets sin too.
We're humans. I mean, and they're humans too, of course, you know.
Yeah.
And but a prophet, you know, we follow the you know, they don't sin, the prophets.
They don't sin?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they do. They have sinned.
Are you Shia?
Yes, I am.
Because I've heard this from some Sunnis, but I don't know if I've ever heard that from a Shia.
Yeah?
Right.
Oh.
Prophets, you know, like, of course,
well, look
as
at
a
Moses.
Muslim, if I didn't believe in Jesus Christ, may peace be upon him, I'm not a Muslim. See, people think different of...
But you see...
You know what I'm saying?
See, Jesus was separated from all the other prophets by the way of his virgin birth.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus Christ, did you ever read the Quran?
Yes, I have read parts of the Quran.
I mean, even Jesus said there's going to be somebody after me.
Well, yes.
Just Muhammad.
But that's a misinterpretation of his words, because he said, if I go to the Father, if I go, then I will come again.
Yes.
But in the previous to his coming again, he will send a comforter. And that comforter is the Holy Spirit, you see. And it's what guides us and directs us, those of us who are Christian. Mm-hmm. So the idea of doing good things is a wonderful way for humans to interact with humans. But when it comes down to how do I relate to God, mm-hmm. well, it means nothing to God. So therefore,
I relate to God 3 times a day. I pray 3 times a day. And that time that I have, when I start off my prayer and I say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar 3 times, that means I'm talking to God, yeah. You know, at that time, 3 times a day. So yeah. I'm all, you get what I'm saying?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
But there is a story that Jesus told mm-hmm. about a Pharisee. You know what a Pharisee is? A Pharisee is a very, very religious person mm-hmm. in the Jewish okay. religion. And he's very, very religious. And there was a tax gatherer and a tax collector. Mm-hmm. And they both went up to the temple to pray. Mm-hmm. The Pharisee stood there and he held up his hands and he said, God, I thank you that I am not like him. Mm-hmm. I am not like this tax gatherer. I tithe, I give a tenth of everything that I have, I pray 5 times a day, I give to the poor, I do all these things, you know, and I am glad that you have not made me like this lowly tax gatherer. Mm. So the tax gatherer knew who he was a sinner, mm-hmm. and he put his head down, he beat his chest, and he said, God, forgive me, for I'm a sinner. Jesus said, that man, the sinner, salvation came to him, not to the other man who held up his hands and thought he was so sure. glorious. You see, yes. when we find our own righteousness in our own deeds mm-hmm. that we do, then we have like slapped God in the face. We have taken the glory away from him. You know? And God says that he will share his glory with no man, nobody.
Absolutely.
Just his glory is for him and him alone.
Absolutely.
So therefore, it's not in what we do. And, no matter how many good deeds we do, the Bible tells us it's as if those good deeds are filthy rags. And that interpretation doesn't really impact it. But I mean, it's really filthy, dirty rags. And that's what our best deeds, our good deeds do.
You know.
So what's
the probably one.
I want to know what the question is.
Well, the biggest, probably one of the biggest differences between Islam and what the Bible teaches is that God cannot have any sin in His presence at all.
Yeah.
And that He will not let any sin go unpunished. And that the correct punishment for our sins, according to the Bible, is eternal separation from God in hell forever.
Yeah.
So the big difference here is that Islam would say, if a person repents and asks God for forgiveness, they stop sinning, ask God for forgiveness, God can forgive. The Bible says God can't do that. Because he's holy, he has to punish the sin.
Yes, he's all justice, too. He has 100% justice.
He's merciful. He wants to forgive, but he can't forgive that way. Of just because yeah. someone asks him.
Oh, absolutely no. It's not like I'm going to go and do and sin all day long, and then I'm going to come at night and say, God, forgive me.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. Get what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you gotta.
Well, see, that's why it's like the tax gatherer in that
yeah.
story I just told you. He knew in his heart that he was
yeah.
not worthy of God's love. That's why he didn't even lift his face toward heaven. Mm-hmm. He bowed his head and said, "I'm not worthy. I am a sinner."
Yeah. And so, sorry for
yeah,
interrupting.
That's right.
So what you're saying is if there was a person who sins and sins all the time, And then, you know, he becomes like a religious, maybe I could use this word.
Yeah.
And closer to God, and asks for forgiveness, not just that day, and asks for forgiveness all his life.
Yeah.
Does it still mean that God's not going to
forgive? He can't forgive that way.
But he's God. He can do whatever he wants.
Not in this case, according to the Bible, because he's...
Yeah, oh, I understand what you're saying. It's just that we don't agree with that.
Because the Bible says he's pure and holy. He had to make a way to forgive. That's why they had... And remember the prophets used to sacrifice animals?
Yes.
Well, those they did this all the time. And it was a picture. He was teaching us about a truth that's in the Bible that says without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So God was showing through these animal sacrifices, they would hold their hand on the head, and it would be like their sin is being transferred to the animal. And then they would cut the throat, and the animal would bear the sin. Now, but it was just a picture, because the Bible also says the blood of animals can never take away sin. But all this was to picture this one that would come who could suffer for us and take our sin. And it was the Messiah. And he had to be perfect. He couldn't be have any sin of his own. And so this is what the story of the Bible is all about. This one that would come. The prophets all talked about him. He would come... He would be more than just a man. He would be a perfect man, but also Emmanuel, which means God with us. He would be God that comes somehow and takes a body in order to take our punishment for us. That's the why the Christians always are insisting that Jesus died. Because without that, according to the Bible, everybody would have to go to hell forever. So the implication, though, for us talking with you is that the way the Bible teaches that if no matter how religious you are, if you die with your sins, no matter how many times you've asked forgiveness, God has no choice but to send you to hell forever.
Only because of his perfect righteousness.
Yeah. He wants to be forgiving. He wants to, but... He made a way. He came here to die. He opened up the way, but you have to accept his way.
Right.
According to the Bible. So
from what I'm understanding, so everybody's going to hell.
Well, see, this is good that you came to this conclusion.
No, it's all right, honey. I'm fine.
Have you ever heard this verse? It's probably the most famous verse from the Bible. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yeah. This is John 3:16. So everybody is going to hell. But God made a way. He came here and died for you out of love. So that anyone who believes that, they don't trust their own righteousness anymore, their own goodness. They trust that work that Jesus did. The Bible says that if they believe that, and that Jesus, that he rose from the dead, they receive forgiveness for all their sins. And God is just to forgive because the sins have been punished.
But us Muslims, we believe he came back from the dead. We believe that Jesus, may peace be upon him, did all kinds of, made the blind see.
Yeah.
You know, we believe in that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, he also, according to the Bible, did this. This is the big thing that he did by coming here to save us, to die for us. And had he not done that, the Bible says we would all have to go to hell because God is perfect. He can't have any sin.
Yeah.
You ever hear this word ransom?
Ransom, yeah.
Well, Jesus is called the ransom. Mm-hmm. So it's like he came here to purchase with his own blood our forgiveness. And God accepted it as payment in full. complete. That's what makes it possible for us to have forgiveness, not our own goodness. You're probably wondering, like most Muslims wonder, well, if that sounds so easy, all I have to do is believe that, then I can live any way I want. Right? I mean, if that didn't cross just your mind?
Well, you can't live any way you want. No, of course not.
Right. So, well, it's...
going by making sins and killing and stealing, yeah, and doing all that.
Right.
And then, because I believe, kaza we say.
Yeah.
Because I believe kaza, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to heaven just because of it. Yeah.
So, you're right about that. If something doesn't seem right, and it isn't. Jesus said, unless a person is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. So what we're talking about is not a religion. It's a supernatural act of God where he makes a person who was dead to him alive. Boom. And at that point, see, we used to live life for ourselves. Make up all of our own decisions without really wanting God to interfere. Then he made us, at different times in our life, he made us alive. He made us to believe these things. And at that point, what happened was we both lost the life that we were holding on to, that we didn't want God to interfere with. He takes it and gives you a new life, so that now we love to serve him, not to get to heaven, but just because we love him.
And we want you
now
to know.
Now I know
about
what
that.
You're saying. Okay.
So,
exactly.
So our lives should be holy. If they aren't holy, then we're not truly believers.
Yeah.
It's exactly. I know exactly. How do I put this? I know exactly where you're coming from.
The difference is whether or not you're born from above, because the Bible says if you're not, if this has not happened to you, which this is something that always results in a person believing that Jesus died for them and rose from the dead. And if this has not happened, it means that a person's still slave to sin.
I know exactly where you said you're doing this because you love God.
Yeah, and that's
not
it.
Not because just because you want to go to heaven,
yeah,
you're doing that.
Yeah.
Deeds or whatever.
And that's and it's because of the good news of Jesus Christ that we want to impart that good news to you too, so that you can ponder on it, think on it, and then God may also move in your life to.
Thank God! I thank God every minute, every second.
Well,
of my day.
That verse of scripture that Tom just recited in John 3:16, that came from part of the Bible where Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, who was a religious leader of the day, mm-hmm, and he wanted to know about eternal life. And Jesus said, don't you know that you have to be born from above? Mm-hmm. And Nicodemus didn't know that. Here he was a leader of the Jews. You know? Mm-hmm. And so Jesus imparted this news to him. Hello, wake up. You have to be born from above. And he called it born again. And Nicodemus said, how can a man return to his mother's womb and be born again? And then he explained it to him further. He said, unless you're born of the water and of the Spirit, you will not see the kingdom of God. So Nicodemus knew at that point what Jesus was talking about, that I must be born from the water.
So, do you read English better than Arabic?
Actually, I read English, yes, better than Arabic. And I taught myself how to read Arabic, actually.
Well, is that right?
I was like only 8 when I came here. So, just by reading a little, because I knew the Arabic ABC and stuff. And
maybe.
Pat,
maybe these.
That's a difficult language.
It is very difficult, yes.
Now, here's some information from that book of John. Time recited and track. Okay. About
I like that.
The things that we just talked about.
Sure.
Yeah, so that handwritten thing, I...
Suha? Yes.
So I wrote that piece of paper.
This one here.
Yeah, it just basically explains what we just told you,
mm-hmm.
and it cites Bible references.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you have a Bible in your house, Suha?
No, I don't.
So if you like the Injil, which you also have
Injil,
there,
of course,
that's there,
yeah.
And you want to read more. We would be happy and honored to give you a whole Bible,
mm-hmm.
if you ever want to. My information is on the back of that piece
this
of paper.
Here,
the piece of paper, yeah. Tom,
mm-hmm.